Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota now has a new State Emergency Operations Center in Blaine. It was first used during the weekend of political attacks on Minnesota lawmakers and the manhunt for the suspect. Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson paid tribute to former House Speaker Melissa Hortman for her help getting the center built.
A legislator who helped lead this effort, and now we are here celebrating the creation and the opening of this facility. I think in large part we can certainly remember and be thankful for the leadership of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and the work that she did.
The new emergency center can withstand winds of up to 165 miles per hour and has backup generators to keep the power on for 72 hours during an outage. Authorities in Carlton County are investigating an ATV crash that left two people dead Saturday night. Deputies say a group of riders discovered the side-by-side ATV overturned in some water with the occupants still inside. A 48-year-old woman from Cloquet and a man from out of state were found unresponsive and emergency crews were unable to save them. Sheriff's officials say the two victims were riding with the group, but at some point became separated. Their names haven't been released. And this is week two of the Minnesota State Fair. Just under 199,000 people attended the Great Minnesota Get-Together on Saturday. The all-you-can-drink milk stand is celebrating 70 years at the State Fair. Manager Brittany Arnold says the stand has really grown since it opened.
We started in 1955 on Machinery Hill with 10 cents for milk, and it was in 5-gallon cans. So we've definitely upgraded our systems to 300-pound totes instead.
A 12-ounce cup of milk with unlimited refills now costs $3. The Minnesota Lynx are welcoming back All-Star forward and MVP candidate Nafisa Collier. She returned from an ankle injury last night and scored 32 points in Minnesota's 97-84 win over Indiana.
Our fans do such a great job of just supporting us through everything. The way that they back us at the games, the way that they back us online, like showing support for everything, whether it's stud buds or anything, it's great. And so to have such a warm reaction felt really good.
The Lynx own the WNBA's best record at 30-7. They host Seattle on Thursday night. And the Minnesota Twins will reportedly play a game next season at the Field of Dreams. The Twins and Philadelphia Phillies are set to play the first big league game at the iconic field in Dyersville, Iowa since 2022. The 1989 movie starring Kevin Costner was filmed at the site. The date for the Twins and Phillies matchup in 2026 has not yet been announced. This is MNN.